Blog Talk Radio.
Oh boy. Well, I don't know what's going on, but anyway, today, let's see. Yeah, Indiana's really important historically. We've had a governor, William Henry Harrison, when he became president, and his grandson, Benjamin Harrison, became president. We've had two vice presidents. Thomas Marshall, who was vice president in the Woodrow Wilson administration, and he's known for his statement, "What this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar." When Woodrow Wilson was disabled, Marshall refused to take over the reins of the presidency. Also, in the first George Bush administration, Dan Quayle from Indiana was also vice president. Then we had Wendell Willkie, who ran against Teddy Franklin Roosevelt back in 1940. They called him the barefoot boy from Wall Street. He lost. We had probably their most interesting senator, Homer Capehart. Then we had Mike Pence, who was a congressman and is now governor of the state, who supported Ted Cruz. He'll probably regret that. And then we had another U.S. Navy sailor who was raped, a male sailor, and the victim was blamed, and he appealed to his congressman, who was named Representative Hollstetter, and Brian Partridge got booted out of the Navy, just like Steve Neri, although it's a little different circumstances, and everything was illegal about that one. But it seems that the victim gets blamed in these cases, and something needs to be done to protect the due process rights of military personnel, especially the males, because there is this political fiction that only women get raped, and it's not true. And also, when women have been raped, which is wrong, there have been no murders and mutilation cases that we know of, whereas there have been drug mutilation, torture, murders of U.S. Marines and sailors and National Guardsmen in the Randy Craft case. It was a 70s and 80s case here in California. So, you know, we've got to deal with reality. Interestingly, in the Brian Partridge case, the Boston Globe reported on a lot of newspapers, especially the gay ones, did not report on it. Also, we had among the major criminals from Indiana were John Dillinger, who was a bank robber during the 20s and 30s, and J. Edgar Hoover, who died on this day, went after him. Jim Jones, who called himself a reverend, came to San Francisco and talked these people, the blacks especially, into going to Guyana, where he forced them to commit mass suicide. He was involved in a lot of corruption and vote fraud here in San Francisco. Among the major businesses that came out of Indiana was Orville Redenbacher, who was known for his popcorn, which he later sold the company to ConAgra, an agriculture company, agribusiness. There was Con Musical Instruments. They made trombones, I think, clarinets, tubas. I think I had one out of Elkhart, Indiana. Their most famous living musician is Joshua Bell, who has made many recordings as a violinist. Then the major universities in Indiana are Notre Dame, which is known for its football, and Newt Rockne. Then there's Indiana University Music School, and then there's Purdue, which produces engineers. So I think we'll play a little clip from this Newt Rockne, since everything got screwed up today. When we're going to be back Wednesday, let's hope we get the situation straightened out. Here is his famous locker room speech. He later became a Roman Catholic, converted, and then he was in the airplane with Wiley Post and Will Rogers, and they crashed in Alaska.
Collins, you and Colrick will play the end. In the same backfield, Jimmy, you and Collins, Chetney, and Neiming. Now, the success of any team, man, based on team play, same as it's shown all year. Sacrifice, unselfish sacrifice. These other fellows, they say, are pretty good, but I think we're better. And I think if we get ourselves keyed up to a point where we're confident of that, why, the results will take care of themselves. All right, now in the kickoff, if we receive, the three men drop back on the receiver and block long, at all Notre Dame style. And if we kick off, with the rest of these teams walk, let's run down fast. This is fast as you can run. And then we go on defense. And on defense, I want the center in and out of that line, according to the situation. Use your old head, and I want you guards charging through as far as you can go. On every play, they expect to play right over you every time. And the tackles, they want you to go in a yard and a half, and then check yourself. Spread your feet, squat down low, and be ready with your hands and elbows. They won't be sideswiped. But I want the ends in there fast every play. Every play, but under control. And you men in the backfield there, I want you to analyze before you move. And they throw a forward pass. They throw a pass, wait till you see the ball in the air. And then go and get it. And when they get it, boys, that's when they go on offense. That's when they go to them. And don't forget they're going to pick it on one tackle they've got this week. We're going inside them. We're going outside them. Inside them and outside them. And when we get them on a run once, we're going to keep them on a run. And we're not going to pass unless our secondary comes up too close. But don't forget, man, we're going to get them on a run. We're going to go, 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 go. And we aren't going to stop until we go to that goal line. Don't forget, man, today is the day we're going to win. They can't lick us. And the black out of the goal. The first whistle of the man win there. Fight, 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 fight. What do you say, man?
Yeah, the famous song is Hail to Near Notre Dame. Also, Ronald Reagan made a film on Newt Rockne, and of course that famous saying of his, make one for the Gipper. Since we got shortchanged here and it's confusion, we're going to end with our usual politics and poker, and we will be back. Hopefully everything will be sorted out on Wednesday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Excuse me. And we will also do a postmortem on the Indiana primary. The word is that Trump's way ahead. We shall see what we shall see, as Marguerite Warren used to say. And here we go with our ending theme, politics and poker. Let's see who's going to be playing poker tonight.
Hey, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough, but decisions like
who to pick,
how to play,
not to bet,
where's the call of bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyushinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Missoula. We had a short show because of a technical problem. We'll be back Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night. Stay safe.